So we're holding here a Bayer page, Chav Zayin. Shnei Minim. Ein is a Bayer Rak and Ish the fun of Bayes Minim. Is a Bayer, in order to have a Bayer, you have to have two types. Avalim Kulim Haimim Min Echor, if they're all from the same Min. Fil Yesh Mechatech Lez Dans. Yes, so we said this a little. So a mixture of big and small from the same type is not called one Min. So it's not enough of a difference between them to consider one good and one bad. That's right. Very good. Said in good shmach. But let's say you can have tarevis from one min. If let's say one is cooked and one's roasted. Let's say you have chicken, roasted chicken and cooked chicken. Or you have, let's say you have burnt chicken, which is burnt and no one eats it, or most people don't eat it, and good chicken, apple. So you can have apple, which is just a little bruised. But people, if you have a choice, you're always going to take the better one. That's not going to be a tarevis. That's not going to be considered too meaning. If it's bruised up enough that most people don't eat it, or it's already turning not good, so then that's enough to create over here two minim. So that's what he says here. Mamish. That's when they're all equal. And they're all good. There's some kind of difference between them, even though they're the same type. Cooked, roasted. They're sweet and sour. So the taste over here could differentiate between the two and create two meaning. I feel him shavis mamshin, if they equal, rakeshma should nick the chais. Nick the chais means it was burnt. Gamke nech shavis kishne meaning. He says burnt a little. Yeshka nisabayr vibre rasa. Mushum zen nech shu chelmain vichelbain. Kishne meaning. Chelmain is the yolk of the egg, and chelbain is the white of the egg. I've had this. Someone came to ask Shabbos morning. They wanted to take the
Excel.
No. They wanted to eat the yolk of a raw egg not for chazen, for something they needed for. But again, so to separate it, it's going to be in the dinim of Bayra. You have to follow through its rules.
You can get some white automatically.
That's not enough to be considered with the eichel. What comes automatically with it is that's how you separate it. No. Has to be always a little more than that. Or follow the rules. Eichel with it. So this. Miyad. Miyad. Okay. You could take a spoon and scoop it out. Zayin, we take it aroyves. Kibush atachnas bayir lahafrid bein aminim. The purpose, the goal of bayir is to separate between the two types. In kvam ufradim l'shayach bayir. If they're already separated, it's not shayach bayir. Ha'ayin shetrichim shiyum munachim be'irvuk. There has to be a mixture over here. We defined the mixture when we were talking about it last week. How do we define mixture? When they're all on top of each other in a way that I need to either search to move around to get to what I need. Well, even if I don't have to move it around, but it's stuck underneath and I need to pull it out from within, that's called a mixture. And so we said, if let's say you have a plate with a piece of chicken, a piece of kugel, and some vegetables, that's not going to be butter because each piece is big and each thing is in its place. That's not butter. If I have a salad, a cut up vegetable salad into small pieces, so then, and it's mixed together, so then that's going to be butter to pull out the tomatoes from within salad. If there's a piece of tomato sitting on top of the salad, where it's like sitting on its own on top, it's not in, so that will not be butter. That tomato I can pull off.
You shake it off. Yeah, because the lettuce and the tomato
is shake off. Shaking off? Like, what do you mean? You're shaking the lettuce?
Pick up lettuce and the lettuce is clear. You don't want the tomato.
To shake off, yeah. That's not a mice bite. Like, we'll get to, if I have a melon with the pits, to shake the pits out, I can do it because that's not a mice bite.
Is it butter within, like, it's like a chomp, but you want to get to the meat and you're pushing all the potatoes within the pot?
In the pot itself, moving things around in the mixture is not butter. Let's start off like this. I have a plate with the salad, with the tarifas. So in the tarifas itself, I can move my spoon around to get the tomato. I have to eat the tomato because I'm doing that's fine. But let's say I just want to put it on the side of the plate. I want to move the tomato over to the side of the plate that's separate, the space in between. That'll be butter. In the tarifas itself is not butter. As long as it's still part of the tarifas. What I could do is, I could take the tarifas and make the whole tarifas spread out. I could just throw the tarifas out onto a big flat surface, and everything spreads apart, enough apart from each other that there's no longer a mixture over here. Again, the logic behind it is because remember we learned that what's the tachlis and the melacha of Beirer is tikkun eichel, meaning the way it is now mixed together, I cannot eat it or I don't want to eat it. So there's something here holding me back from eating the eichel. By me separating A from B, I just now created that eichel to be eaten in the way I want to eat it. So therefore it has to be mixed together enough that one is preventing the other one from being able to be eaten.
Yeah, we have one, like, two things that are a mixture. So, you have like chicken and bone, it's not a mixture.
Like, chicken and bone, okay.
Still, separate.
Okay, so the truth is like this. It's a good question. It goes like this. There's many different levels of mixtures. We were talking about now just a very pashtus, simple level of mixture. There's a case in the Shulchan Aruch. Besides the case Moshe mentioned, but there's a case in the Shulchan Aruch of where the milk with the fat of the milk. You get skim milk, or you get it's very scooped off. But listen to the. You have a cup of milk, and on top there's a layer of cream.
We have that
as a soup, chocolate milk.
So now, the Shulchan Aruch talks about scooping off that shumen from on top of the milk. The question is, where's the tarifas over there? Teretz is at the point of contact, and then you'll be able to apply it to your other case that you're mentioning. At the point of contact, there's a mixture over there. But then we go on to a case where...
Not allowed.
You're not allowed, you have to follow the rules.
Steak with fat on it, why would that be a taruf?
What?
Steak with fat on it.
Correct.
Of course it's a taruf.
At the point of contact is a taruf. Where they're connected. Then we move on to a case where there's no connection between the two. Let's say I have a pile of coats. One coat on top of each other. They're not mixed with anything. It's not a mess. Neatly. Coat. Pile of coats on top of each other. Right? Everyone came, put their coat down. Now I want to pull out the middle coat. Not to use right now. I just want to pull it out, put it on the side for later. So over here is a big question. Is there tarevis or not? I have a pile of sfarim. I look at that pile of sperm on the table. I want to pull out the middle one. Is that considered a tarifus or not?
I ain't chomping the whole
thing. So Mishnah Brewer says, really, he doesn't feel that it should be considered a tarifus. But at the end, he says better to treat it like a tarifus. Bring me a chedigimah. I'll show it.
If I had my smartphone, I would have him send me the picture of the
smartphone.
So erase the problem. So a picture frame is just legend. Did that work out? Straighten
it. Whoever said the chicken on the bone, as long as you don't put the touching, you'd find.
Wait, the salik is mutter. Everyone agrees the salik is mutter. Silik, everyone agrees is mutter. I'm just pulling out one from the middle there. That's not silik. Silik is taking off the top one. I have a pile of cards, I take the top one off to get to the one I want.
Right.
That's mutter. Oh, that's awesome. I'm pulling out the middle one.
That's what that barrel was referring to?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course. Why would you be able to take out the middle?
What?
That would be even better to take out the middle. If you could take off the top ones to move them away.
There's no barrier. What do you take? It's not attached to the one underneath it. All I'm doing is removing the top. What barrier is it?
At the point of contact, there's a barrier.
No, there isn't. Why? You've got two sperm are not attached to each other. In the case of milk with the shuman, there's an attachment.
That's just another practical example, a fridge or a freezer. A fridge or a freezer. Okay, so what would be the problem?
It's open. Right. So
you let me out. What's the problem?
So follow the rules. Again, but if I don't want it for now, I see my coat getting buried in the middle there. I want to pull it out to put it on the side. It's not for now.
And
that's the shadow, right?
We don't look at it as one thing.
Shadow's
been clarified.
If you're letting me, you're not letting me.
To pull out for the middle, Mishpura says we should better not to. The Silik, he says, you're after. The Silik is taking off the top one. Same thing. We're dealing with the rice over here.
What about chicken on the bone?
The brisket rub, listen, the brisket rub in his house. Yeah, by the hooks for the coats, he had one hook over there, the second hook in the middle, and then another one down there. So they asked him why. Why is it so far apart? It's the butter. He's nervous about butter on Shabbos. Never. Came from your schmuck, not from OCD.
So, no place is in place of OCD, so I brought up the one. You chicken this way and this way.
Just like kind of hit the place.
I'm saying, this is no place. OCD, you gotta get medical attention, or else you're gonna be under Shabbos. You said it. And chicken on the bone and meat on the bone is gonna be.
Okay, so chicken on the bone, meat on the bone. It's going to be a question of data. Because it is within, I need
the
to pull it out. No, we'll learn that later. You weren't here with this week. We already discussed one possible answer. Maybe Shasta Fila Mamish. But we're going to get to it. We're going to get to the Terim with that. Okay, tomorrow we're going to start from on page Chav Ches.
Who's the one who said that, Rabbi? That's Rabbi's own Kiddush? That on the plates considered like miyad if we could do it.
No, we'll see 2 days. We'll go out and say that.
Oh, we're going to get to it.
Yeah, because we are love things down 2 days. And he says that and it says for a zakin or a kaida.
You could cut it on the plate.
Maybe it's good. Yeah. Right.
Playing cards on Shabbos.
Yeah.
You're taking cards, you're throwing out the ones you don't want.
Yeah. It might not be a terebis.
Settlers are
why?
Rule of seven,
you
have too many cards.
That's the real question.
Back. No. One second. You'll show me. But 1 second. Garshi, we just discussed what a tarif is. Why is that a tarif? And I'm holding it out. Each one's nicker in its place.
The Shiva
said that she can do it before the schemas. The Shiva quoted the halakhic speaking, which is not like a book.
Again, based on what we spoke about now,
yeah,
is there a tarif or not?
Why is it different in the case of the coats?
Because the coats are lying on top of each other. Here it's not a pile. It's spread out. You just showed me that they have spread out.
This is not a...
I'm asking you. You tell me, based on rules that we learned. Think about it and tell me tomorrow.
Monopoly game,
every
and give all the money.
Again, follow the rules.
Just take the top
one. Follow the rules and you tell me tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll discuss it.
Don't
think it's taking
money on Charles. Make sure you spread it all out.
That we mentioned. Well, let's say you don't want to do that.